For the excellency of your name is great, Yahweh. I do bless you and praise you this Wednesday midweek scripture teaching. We do pray and ask that you would strengthen the house of Israel, that every heart will receive the profoundness of your truth. We ask you to guide us and to instruct us and to assure us by the counsel of the living Torah. For as we bow down before you and fall in your presence, your way, we ask you in the mighty, precious hope, Yahshua, Lamb of Israel, the propitiation, the price paid for the transgressions of the house of Israel, a lamb spotless, without blemish, to redeem us from the power of corruption, that the beauty of your Torah will become alive in the heart of man and a living wellspring of life by the power of your Ruah. So we bless you for that as we gather here in your mighty name to be strengthened, to be edified, to lift you up, that our love will be united with your love, your way. That we as the body may be one with one mind, one thought, one desire, and one purpose. Help us all because we need your help. For you declare unto us that you are a very present help in the time of trouble, of disturbance, cataclysmic mayhem. Regardless of the trial, you are our present help. And so we call upon you for your help this midweek service, that we may be strengthened, that our heart may be exceedingly glad. We do pray for the remnant, your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. You will strengthen them, the precious brothers, the sisters. We pray for the strength of Israel, that you will bless them mightily and cause their hearts and the hearts of your people to rejoice mightily, knowing that they have assurance, for your word promised them the assurance. The Yahshua is the fulfillment of that promise, and he did not leave us comfortless. But the power of HaKodash Ruah dwells richly in your people, Israel. So help us all to understand. Feed the poor, I pray. Help us to have just judgment, and that we do things that are pleasing unto you according to your statutes and your guidance of your people. We ask you to bless the message tonight. Those that are listening, those that have called, those that have written, those that are elated, that they were blessed to find the live stream of the web page. I thank you for that, Yahweh. For your people, the remnants, the seed of Israel, that they are able to hear a small centenna of truth. So bless them to hear and to receive, that they may be encouraged. We ask you to do all things in HaMashiach's mighty name, that we may unite and be one as the Son and the Abba and the Torah. Bless all those that are listening tonight on the live stream, those that are with Brother Nathan there in the Houston, Texas area, We pray for them, those that gather with him from the Philippines and different parts of the world and the United States of America. So bless them richly tonight. Bless the word that it may be a tremendous seasoning to their souls. We ask all things in the mighty name of HaMashiach, the Lamb, Yisrael. We praise you. We bless you. Bring the brothers home safely. Protect them on the dangerous highways. We ask it all in HaMashiach's mighty name. And all of his people cried hallelujah away. Hallelujah away. Shout hallelujah. Come on. The highest praises unto the Most High. Hallelujah away. Hallelujah away. Hallelujah away. For we ask you this night to pour down your anointing upon Israel. We do pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, that the prosperity of the great mighty Creator rest upon Jerusalem. For you declare in your truth that you will prosper them that bless Jerusalem. So as we gather here tonight, we do bless the city of Yah, Jerusalem. We bless you, Yahweh, your name, your excellence, your character. Everything there is about you is excellent. So we bless you, our Abba. We ask you to touch your manservant tonight, and that the words that are spoken, they may be a strength unto the house of Israel. Those that have ear tonight, let them hear what the Ruah speaks unto the bay at the house of Almighty Yahweh. We bless you, we thank you, and we praise you for all things in the precious hope and the mighty revelation of HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. We bless you, Yahweh. And all of his people cried hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Look to your neighbor and say, I come to hear tonight what Yahweh speaks to the house of Israel. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. I do want tonight, as I give all honor unto Almighty Yahweh and for the excellence of his truth, I do want to speak tonight. And I want to be careful as to how I convey this to the house of Israel, because there are so many things in Scripture that we do not have the fullness of understanding, although it is a very simple truth. Because we have, in our own thought process, we have tried to add or change or make things specific to our own fittings. And so we tend to add ingredients into Scripture that is not written in Scripture. Yahweh has made the word so simple unto his house that he went beyond the expectation of us, that he put it in the inward part so we would not have any doubt at all. And he came to assure us by sending the power of HaKodesh, Ruah, the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. First of all, I want to identify, because these three words, I want to deal with or express Scripture that HaMashiach spoke concerning what he came to do. And Scripture says, I am come. And what I want to do is identify the parts of speech. As we look at the word I, we understand that it is a pronoun. You must understand this in order to understand what Scripture will convey unto us tonight. It is a pronoun, and the one who is speaking or writing. So when one says I, it is a pronoun that signifies the one that is actually doing the thing that follows after that person or the first person I. Do you understand that? It's very vital that you understand this tonight, because I want to show you things in Scripture. And there are only a few things that HaMashiach said that I am come to do. And his syntax is in Scripture. It is not something that he contemplated or something that he devised by his own mental thinking. It was the will of the Abba, and it was written in Torah. So first of all, it is a pronoun that signifies the person, the one, that what follows that, the responsibility, or what thing the one is committed to, or what they are doing. And the word am, it is presented in the first singular of be. It is a transitive verb, which means to equal in meaning, to have the same connotation as. This is what the connotation of am means. It means, or this is the connotation of it, it is that Yahweh is love. So we understand that Yahweh is or is associated with love. And so I'm laying this down because I want you to understand the specifics of what HaMashiach came to do. It's in scripture. And we must understand these things. And there are not a lot of things that he came to do, but there were things that he said, I am come, that he expressed in scripture, that he wanted us to have the fullness of understanding of the purpose of those things, that you can associate it with him, because I am come to do those things. And the word come is also an intrinsic verb. It means to move toward something, to move on a journey or to a facility with a specific purpose. So when he says, I am come, he lets us know that there is a specific purpose that he has come for. Now, his coming was not his mandate, but he was given a purpose, a command by his Abba. And he had to finish that. So I would have begun in scripture in the book of Yochanan, John chapter 5, verse 30. Now, if you do not concur with the scripture, you do not concur with what scripture says, I like to use scripture in the singular. I don't like the plurality of scriptures. I understand that, but I look at it as scripture because it is the word of Yahweh. It is what he has spoken. So HaMashiach says here in Yochanan, John 5, verse 30, that I implore you all to write the verses down. You go back over these things and try the Ruah and see what I speak, whether it is of Yahweh or it is of a private interpretation of an individual. And in order for you to know that it is of Yahweh or someone's private interpretation, you must have scripture upon scripture, and the line of scripture must be associated with the scripture that you are trying to convey to the house of Israel. So this is what HaMashiach says emphatically. Verse 30, he declares, I can of my own self, of my own ability, my own personality, do nothing. There is nothing of myself that I can do. He says, as I hear. So in order for him to hear, someone had to speak to him. He says, as I hear, I judge. And my mishpah is righteous because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Abba which has sent me. Now we understand from this verse here that he had a purpose by the one who sent him. He was ordained for a specific thing to do. He says, I will not allow my own emotions or my feelings to interpose upon Yahweh what he has sent me to do. So I am here because of the one that sent me, commanded me, and to commission me because he sent me for a specific purpose. And there are things that I must attend to because I have been sent to do those things. It is not my own personal will. It is not something that I have conjured up. It is not something that I have thought up to do. I have been sent. I have been commanded by my Abba, the Most High, to go forth, and there are things that I am come to do. Now, I want you to let that settle in your mind. I am come. He speaks personally of himself. He was commanded to go forth, and there was a specific thing and things that he has come to do. And we want to see what scripture says about that. But I want to establish, first of all, that what he came to do, or I am come, it was not of his own agenda. He did not establish the agenda. It was of the Abba. He says in the 6th chapter, Yochanan, and the 38th verse, he says this, "For I came down from the Shemayim, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I am the living word of Yahweh. I have come down from the Shemayim of Yahweh, not to do what a natural physical mindset of a man would want to do. But I came to do, or I am come to do what the word or the living power of the word of Yahweh commands me." Now you must understand that he is the word made flesh. He was formed in an earthly tabernacle, a physical, biological body. So his charge was not for him to establish some kind of philosophical rhetoric or other law or some religious concept, but he was commanded, he was sent. And he wanted them, the Yodims that he was dealing with, he was not dealing with every Gentile. He was not dealing with a cross sector of people. He was dealing with the house of Yisrael. We must understand that. He was specifically sent for a specific purpose. And the people that he was sent to them to revitalize something that had been lost in them. So I am come. This is my purpose. The one who commanded me, he sent me because he is greater. Now turn back to the 4th chapter of the same letter. And verse 34, he says this, "Hamashiach said unto them," he says, "my meat or my strength, my bread, what I eat, what gives me strength and fortitude, what builds the necessary power within me to do what I'm commanded to do," he says to them, "my meat is to do the will of him." So he identifies someone, does he not? "My will or my purpose, my meat, what gives me strength is to do the will of him that sent me." So we must understand that everything that I am come to do, he was sent to do it, right? Everything that he expressed in scripture that I am come to do, he was sent to do that. It was given of him by his Abba to do those things. Will you concur with that? Do you believe that? So my meat or my strength or the strength of my ability to do what I do, it is to do the will of him that has sent me and also to finish the works. I must finish everything that he has placed before me, because if the works are not finished, if the works are not complete, then there is no hope or promise to Israel. So I must finish what he has sent me to do. Now we have established in those scripture, in the scripture that I've read, that first of all he was sent. He is a living bread. He is the living word of Yahweh. He was sent by one, and he had a purpose in that sending. Yahweh had a purpose in sending him, that I am come to take care of certain things. And that is what I want to emphasize tonight, the things that HaMashiach said, "I am come." It is one thing about the mindset of this generation. We will not take what Yahweh says literally. We want to add and delete. We want to curtail it or alter it to our own appeasement. And that is not the way it works, brothers and sisters. HaMashiach said, "My purpose and my will is not to satisfy this flesh. I have one that has sent me, and I must with all urgency do what he commanded me to do. As I hear him speak to me, as I hear the words clearly spoken unto me, I obey that. And so in that he cannot do anything of his own to alter what the Abba sent him to do. Now that is what religion has done. It has altered the applications of Yahweh. It has made the people very anemic. It's a very weak people. It is a very dejected people because we have rejected Yahweh's Torah truth. HaMashiach said, the power of my strength is that I eat the meat of the Abba. And we must eat the meat of Yahweh. We will never have the strength of Yahweh. And in order for us to understand, we must understand what I am come to do. What has he come to do? What are some of the things that I am come? And I will tell you all this if you will literally search scripture. And you can look in the renewed covenant. You will find very few things that he says emphatically, I am come. And I want to point out some of the things that I am come to do. Turn with me to Matthew 5:17. First of all, do you believe this? I believe this. HaMashiach says, think not that I am come to destroy the Torah or the Nabis, the prophets. Do not think that I am come to destroy the ordinance, the statutes of Almighty Yahweh, nor the revelation, the accounts, the things that we must know to take heed of, that we will not turn like Israel or like that rebellious house and receive the same recompense of reward that they receive. So I have not come to destroy the Torah. I have not come to destroy the witness of the Nabis because they give us a witness of the house of Israel. They give us somewhat of a historical perspective as to how Yahweh deals with the people that have validified his Torah, desecrated it, and destroyed the power or the sensitivity of his Torah. We can't do that. So I am come. He declares, I am come not to destroy the Torah. I am come not to destroy what the Nabis have written. It is for your learning that you understand what they have written. It is for your good and for your knowledge to search the scroll and see what the Nabis have said to Israel, that you will not be left in the dark. So I am come not to destroy the works of Yahweh. He has not come to destroy the works of Yahweh. So everything that he did, I am come to finish the works of Yahweh. Everything he does, it is to finish the works. My meat is to do the will and to finish the works of the one that has sent me. Now that is not difficult to understand, is it? It's not complicated at all. Very simple terminology. Very simple scripture. It's not difficult for any of us to comprehend. To understand, it's not for me. So it's not difficult for us at all. That's why we cannot alter what scripture says. And that's what we have done. In our own practical application, we're trying to practice what scripture says. And you cannot participate or practice what scripture commands unless you have the power of his Ruach. And that is missing from the house today. So I am not come to destroy the Torah of the Nabis. He said, I am come not to destroy, but to make sure that it is perfectly fulfilled. That you understand the light and the truth of it. That you know what Yahweh has commanded you. That it brings a great delight in your love. And that it may strengthen you when it is fulfilled in you. What is that fulfillment? When you come to that revelation of that knowledge, you comprehend it. And you know who has said it. It brings life to a man's being. Because we don't believe the one that sent him, we don't believe in the one that commanded him, that the power of Torah and Scripture have no living power in us at all. It doesn't make us rejoice. It doesn't make us rely upon him even more. It makes us despise him because we don't like what he, I am come to do. I will show you what I am come to do. You may not like it, but that's all right. I am come. He says, don't think that I've come to destroy this. Don't think that I've come to weaken the Torah, to make the witness of the Nabis weak. I've not come to weaken it or to destroy it, but I've come to completely reveal the purpose and the intent of Torah. And that is for us to walk under the counsel, the constitution of Almighty Yahweh. And we will know who we serve. For example, in this nation, the government of this nation, we know that we walk under what we call a democracy, a republican. But it's not what you would call a true democracy in that sense. It's basically what we call capitalism. There's a greed and a hunger for money. Everything is based upon a dollar. I say that so that you may understand, but yet we know what form of governments we are under. We understand that. Now that is what Yahweh wants to convey unto Yisrael, that you know what form of constitution that you are under. And so HaMashiach said, I am come, not to weaken that, but to make sure that every word of that constitution is fulfilled. You cannot have the Constitution of America and delete some of the articles. You cannot have the First Amendment or the Second and delete them and to have an effective constitution. Because all of the articles and every one of the constitution works in conjunction with the other. Everything does. So does the Torah. So HaMashiach says, I am come. Now I want you to understand, he expressed that I am speaking of me. First of all, I'm sent. I am come. I have a purpose. I have a mandate by the Most High. Yahweh is the Most High. What he commands and what he sends one to do, it behooves the one to obey that. And to do it with excellence. And the only way you're going to do it with excellence is only one way. Can I tell you? Is that you hear. That's why he tells us, he that hath ear, let him hear. HaMashiach says, as I hear. As I hear from him, I obey him. I do what he commands me to do. Now that is one of the most difficult things for a people to do today, isn't it? We find it very difficult to hear. Because we don't like certain things that are said to us or spoken to us. So we tend to blot them out. We tend to dim our minds on that. But HaMashiach said, no, I am sent. And I am sent because I am come from one to take care of Pacifics. So we established that he did not come to destroy the Torah. He did not come to break down the great witness of the Nabis, the prophets. He did not come to do that. But there are things that I am come to do. I want to move on, all right? He says here in Yochanan, chapter 5, verse 43. John 5:43. HaMashiach declares, I am come in my Abba's name. Do you believe that? He came in the power of the name of Yah. He came in the strength and the purpose of Almighty Yahweh. So he said, I am come in the name of my Abba, and you receive me not. If another man shall come in his own name, him shall you receive. If Mr. Bill Gates comes in his name, you receive that. And you receive all the associations that go along with Mr. Gates, will you not? Knowing that he is the most wealthiest man in the world. And so with all of the associations that is associated with his name, then there is a tremendous reverence that will be given to Mr. Gates, or one that we esteem highly because of their name. Is it not so? 소리에서 타마시 because he said, I am come. I am come now in my Abba's, in my Father's, in the Most High One name. I come in that name specifically because I have the authority of the name, I have the power of the name to perform and to do what he has sent me to do. Now he had to have that authority, and the only way he could display that, he had to come in that name. He had to be known of that name because he was sent from the one that is able, Almighty Yahweh, that is able to send and to direct the one according to the path and the course that he has designed. And Yahweh has designed a course for our lives. It is not what this prolific lie of Christendom teaches. That is what Christendom is. It simply means a denomination or a dominance of Christianity. So they simply say Christendom. It is simply the dominancy of Christianity. And so it is not the path or the course what it teaches. But he has put something in us, and that is the path and the course that Yahweh intends for us to walk on. He wrote something that was precious, that he took his finger and wrote it in your heart, your love, and in the inward parts. He made sure that it would be written in a place that will be safely kept. That's what he did. And Hamashiach said, I am come because I am come to take care of certain things. First of all, not to destroy that what is written in the law of man. He did not come to destroy that. Not to destroy what the prophets have proclaimed. With witness, with truth. And I am come to signify the power of that with miracles and signs. That you will know that no man can come and do these things unless Yahweh is with the man. And that will be profound. So I am come in his name. Because everything that I do, you will attribute it to him. You will attribute it to Yahweh. I am sent, I am come to fulfill the specifics of my Abba. And it was not to destroy the Torah. It was not to destroy the Nabis. It was, he had come to strengthen, to make sure that it was carried out to its fullness. That we in this latter time would know the excellence of that truth, and it will cause our love, our levim, to be very fat with exceeding gladness and riches, because we will know the inheritance of the Kedushims of Almighty Yahweh. We really don't know that, because we don't pay attention to him. What he says is not valuable to us. What the world says is valuable. We spend more energy for the world than we do Yahweh. Chapter 10 of Yochanan. Chapter 10, verse 10. Now, I'm quite sure all of y'all will believe this verse now. Yochanan, chapter 10, verse 10. He says to us, the thief. Now, we know who the thief is, do we not? The thief comes not. If he comes, he is not coming to enrich you. He comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now listen to what it says. I am come. Does it say that in your text? I am come that what? That what? They might have what? Life. And that they may have life or have it what? More abundantly. Do you agree with that? Do you believe that Hamashiach has come that we may have life? The power of Torah that we can live unto Yahweh and that our lives can be totally fulfilled. Do you believe that he has come that we can have life? And that we will have it more abundantly. Not just life, but an abundance of life. We heard on 2 Wednesdays ago how that those that were of willing levim, their hearts were willing, then they had more than was necessary, right? So we must have that same application today. In order for the abundance of the power of the life of Yahweh to emanate from our beings. So he declared, I am come. Did he say that? Everyone quotes that verse I do not care what organizational religious structure they're under. Everyone believes that one, do they not? I don't care what type of denomination that you are part of or you have been to. They all believe that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. And HaMashiach declares, I now, do you understand what he says? I am come. Now he could do nothing of his own, could he not? He had to do it because he was commanded of the Abba. So if he was come to give us, I am come to give us life and to give life more abundantly. He said, that's what I am come to do. That's what I've come for you, Yisrael. That you may have the abundance of life of Almighty Yahweh. The living power of Torah and strength in one's life. That it creates this tremendous fruit bearing in one's life. HaMashiach is coming for abundant. Yahweh wants an abundant from his people. He doesn't want a tree that is sparingly producing. He wants that to be abundant, to be much. I'm come. I am come. That you may have life. You would not disagree with that one, would you? Would you disagree with that? Is there anyone that would disagree with that? Can I see your hand? I like that one. Do you? I really like that one. Let me read on then. He says in the 12th chapter in verse 46, now I say this to you all, please challenge me, search your scripture, take your concordance and look up verses that have these words in it. He said, I am come, verse Yochanan, chapter 12, verse 46. HaMashiach says, I am come a light into the world. Do you all believe that? Now he was the living word of Yahweh, was he not? But he says, I am come a living light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. I have no compunction with that. I believe that HaMashiach is, I am come, and he is a living light, not a dead light. He's a living light. There's a radiance about what he came to do. There's a radiance of the word that the words that he spoke. Because he received them directly from the mandate of his Abba. So he said, I am come a light, a brightness for us. Those that were bound to the fear of death, subject unto the powers of darkness. He said, I'm come to be a light. I am come to be a light to Israel. That ought to make us rejoice. Do you believe that? That he is the light? Do you believe that I am HaMashiach, not David Roberts now, but do you believe that I am come? He said, I am come a light in the world. Do you believe that? I do too. I believe every word that he spoke, because he did not speak anything of his own introspective. He spoke it by the commands, by the purpose and the will of his Abba, Yahweh. And every word that he spoke was pure. He did not pull something from the by yonders, but it came from the bosom of Yahweh. And it had to be according explicitly to Torah, the word, what was written. He could not speak anything that was based upon some fallacy, some falsehood. Because those that were Yahvim's, they would have known. There's something very dynamic that I want to bring forth on the Shabbat that will enrich you greatly. Now, I want to establish this tonight, because on the Shabbat, you will understand things in a greater perspective. You really will. So he says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. So when one believes, what is that belief that you believe that he was sent? He was sent of Yahweh. He came to do the will of the one that sent him. He had to redeem Israel. He had to be a light. You can read better with a light, can you not? I have a little lamp on my desk because there are times when it gets warm in the house, I don't like the lights on. They're only 60 watt bulbs, but they generate such heat. I tend to turn them off. And I turn on the desk lamp. But you cannot see with the desk lamp. I can't see as well with that. But when I turn the lights on that are overhead in the rack, I see very well. Now that is what HaMashiach is. He came to expose the dark crevices and the things that the traditions that have been implemented into the Torah that cause man to sin and cause his heart to be turned away from Yahweh. He said, I've come a light. I've come to shine on everything that is of darkness. Now if you believe me that I come in his name, I am come to do the will of him, then you will not walk in darkness. You'll not walk in the ways of your traditions, but you will walk in the power of truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, because first of all, you have continued in my word. And the words that I spoke, they came from the Shemayim. They came from the Abba. Do you understand that what Yochanan and Matithiah and Shaul, what they wrote? These things were not written until 25 or 30 years after the death of HaMashiach, when the first letters began to be written. Really, brothers and sisters, he had to speak from the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms, from the Tanakh. He had to speak from that. And if he spoke from that, he could not establish something new. He established what was already there. He gave us the light and the power of it. Men, their minds were darkened from the truth. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I was reading something in scripture the other day and how profoundly it was revealed. I'll teach that on the Shabbat, all right? Let me move on. To turn with me to Matithiah, Matthew's 10. Matthew's 10. Do you all concur with what I've read? Do you believe that these are the words of HaMashiach that Yahweh gave him to speak? Do you believe that that's a living word? Do you believe that Yahweh sent him? And everything that he came to do, it was of Yahweh to do? Do you all believe that? Now, I want you now, you truly believe that. Well, let us see what Matthew's 10, I want to begin at verse 33. He says this. Matthew 10, 10:33. He said, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Abba, which is in the Shemayim. You believe that? I believe that emphatically. We cannot deny the power of HaMashiach. He is the anointed one. He is the blessed one of Yahweh. He is the one of the bosom. He is the begotten of the Abba. So if you deny him before men, he is going to deny you before his Abba. Look what he says now, verse 34. Think not, don't even think it, that I am come. Does he say that? That I am come to send shalom, peace on earth. He said, I came not to send shalom, but a what? Sword. I came to bring the sword of Yahweh to cut, to divide. Now this is what he said, I am come to do. I am not come to send shalom. Now that's what the world says today, isn't it? But this is what he says emphatically. He said, don't even think that I am come. Don't think that I am come to send shalom. He says here in verse 35. Do you believe this still? He says, for I am come to set what? A man at what? You tell me that Yahweh commanded him and sent him forth to set a man at variance against his avada, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law, to cut, to separate, to divide. You tell me that's what he came to do? Yet people today will say, well, the preacher calls my sword or my daughter. No, HaMashiach says, I'm sent of the Abba. And I am come to sit at variance. I'm come to divide homes and to set sons against daddies and mothers against daughters and daughter-in-laws. That's what he said. I read that again. For I am come. For I am come. I am. Was he sent by the Abba? Was he commanded of the Abba? Is this the truth too? Is this the truth as well? He says, I am come to do what? To set a man at variance. Quiet. But that's what he came to do. That's what he came to do. Now what Christendom has said, well, Pray for your dad and your mama. God is going to save them. Not even their God is going to save them. HaMashiach tells us what he came to do. There are only a few places in scripture where he tells you, I am come. And when I am come, that's why I try to explain and express to us in the English vernacular the parts of speech and what they convey in some form of sentence structure. So he tells us here, I am come, for I am come to set a man at variance against his avat, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, to cut into part, to separate, to set asunder. That's what he came to do. Did he not come? I am come the light. You're going to get hypocritical on me, huh? Did he not come? I am come a light. Did he not come? I am come to set variance. He is still the same one that I am come. And what we are trying to do is to alter what I am come to do. We are trying to find every way to alter what Yahweh is trying to do. He sent him, and I am come to do that as well. I am come to be a light. I am come in my Abba's name. I am come to set at variance. This is a hypocritical generation. It is a generation that rejects Yahweh's truth. It is a generation that doesn't even love truth. It doesn't even love Yahweh. We're trying to salvage something that HaMashiach said, I am come to set at variance. And we will reject his truth. We reject light and the righteous standards of Yahweh to make something that he has come to divide and to separate. No hallelujahs, huh? Something is wrong with you all. For the word is not the living source of your lies. Hallelujah. Well, you're full of your damnable hypocrisy and the pit of darkness. You're going to lift up your eyes. He said this. And you are less than a hypocritical beast not to believe what he says. I am come to set at variance. You see, Pastor Roberts, I build you up with this serenading, huh? To show you. And all of a sudden, we just can't grasp that. But it is still the truth. I am come to set at variance. Well, that's my mother. I am come to set at variance. That's what he said. He is either the biggest liar that's ever walked the face of the earth. He is one of the biggest charlatans. Or he is the living truth of Yahweh. And if he is the living truth of Yahweh, this is the truth. This is the truth. Or we like the part that I am come that you may have life. Is he the one that come that you may have life? Is I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly? Is he the same one that said I am come to set at variance? Is this the same one? Did he lie here? If he lied here, he lied when he said I've come that you may have life. We want to alter that. We want to make Yahweh a liar. And we want to say that's not the purpose of HaMashiach. But he came to set at variance. He came to divide. He came to separate. He came to solidify and to make known the house of Yisrael. And everyone is not Yisrael. You know, we're a generation that we don't want the excellence of Yahweh's knowledge. Wisdom is the principal thing. And get wisdom now. Get that experience. But in all you're getting, you need to get understanding. You need to get the knowledge of Yahweh. And the only way you're going to get that, how amazed they were with HaMashiach when he spoke. He said, how can you speak like that? You're young. How do you apply those scriptures so correctly? How can he do that? Because he listened. He heard what the Ruah spoke. And he moved by the Ruah. We are a generation that moved by emotions. I'm going to read that again. I am come, for I am come to set a man at variance against his avat. And the daughter against her mother. I've seen that one. And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. I've seen that one. I've seen all of those. Verse 36. And a man's friends shall be they of his own what? his own kindreds and a man's friend. Now, did Hamashiach say that? Or is this some kind of philosophical interpretation by some scholar? This is said by the Son of Yahweh. He said, man's foe should be they of his own house. Those that will keep you away from the truth and loving truth shall be those that you have confidence in. Hamashiach said, I've come to set variance. I've come to show that there's a separation. I've come to show you that there's a divide. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? I'm speaking on I am come. I am come. And believe me, I will give you every verse in scripture for how much he tells you I am come to do. Now when he tells you I am come, you brothers that were not here, I spoke on the, and I emphasized the parts of speech that he used. If we're speaking in the English vernacular, and I do believe in the Hebraic, the Paleo, as he spoke, I do believe that the parts of the speech are relative, the same in that instant. I believe that. He said, I am come, I am sent, I am come, I have a purpose, and I will tell you what I am come to do. So he tells us in these verses that I've read, what I am come to do. Now, we must understand that it is the power of the word of Yahweh that brings about life, our hope, and his people. And because we cannot receive the entire or eat the whole body, then we're just like those 5,000 that followed him. When he said to him, you must eat the body, the entire body, you must drink the doma. He said, if you don't, you cannot be my disciplined ones. And they all said that this is very easy to do. They said it's a very hard thing. And that's why they tell you today that the Torah, the mitzvahs, is a very hard thing. Well, he didn't mean that. He meant what he said. I am come to set variance. That was one of his commands by the Abba to come. That Israel would not be engaged or entangled with this Gentile or this heathen mind or this conscience that will not care about the things of Yahweh. I have meat to eat. It is to do the will of my Abba. The mindset today is not like that. We're not concerned with what Yahweh wills. It is our own will and what we purpose to do. That's daddy. No, it's the word of Yahweh. That's mama. That's my daughter. No, brothers and sisters. He meant what he said. And that's why we don't have the abundance of his strength. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. We have put everything ahead of Yahweh's truth. We have put everything. And it's wrong. You will never. I'm telling us people. If Yahweh brought that house out of Mizraim, Egypt. And he destroyed them like you do a beast. He brought them down. For some reason we think that he is a liar. We don't call him a liar. That is like you telling someone something. You never told someone something and you can sense they don't believe you? Have you ever experienced that? Have you experienced that? And you know that they're not receiving what you're saying. That, well, okay, yeah, I believe you. Yeah, I believe you, but. Or they don't have to say that. You know they don't believe you. Now, if you have not experienced that, you are a hypocrite. You're not honest enough, or you just haven't lived long enough to experience it. And that is the way we convey things to Yahweh, because we do not believe him. We can kid ourselves. But he say, I am come. I am come to do these things. He denotes in scripture what he has come to do, his purpose, the mandate. I read it at the beginning. I can do nothing of my own self. As I hear, I judge, and my mishnah, or my judgment is righteous because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Abba, which has sent me. Was this the will of Yahweh? Was this the will of Yahweh? His will was to set a variance. That is the will of Yahweh. We allow our emotions to tie us down. We want to be lost. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Why? Read on, preacher. I will. He says, a man's foe shall be of his own household. He that loves Avata, Ima, more than he loves me, is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Now, how can one know, or how does one know, or knows, that he or she loves one more than they love Yahweh? It's a simple litmus test. Whether you obey him or not. When his truth, his Torah instructs you, you obey Torah. Well, that's my motion. It has nothing to do with that. You obey Torah. You obey truth. But we're not a creature like that. Are we not? We're not that way. We might as well be totally honest with ourselves. But this is what he says, brothers and sisters. I am come. We must understand this. I am come. You come to do these things. He come to give us life abundantly. He come to be the light. He come to set a variance. He come to be the light of the world. I believe they all are equal in their representation. All are equal. Not one is any less than the other. Because we that are the people of Yahweh must live by some of the bread or some of the words. Did he not say that man shall live by what? Every word. You think that was not written in the Torah, in the Mizvot, in the Tanakh? It's written there. I'll show you. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. He didn't speak something that didn't know what the prophets had said. That's in your book, brothers and sisters. We just don't take time for it because it's not a valuable part of our lives. It's just something that we're playing along with. We don't have time for Yahweh. And yet he says, what is man that he's mindful of them? That yet he has time for you. And we have no time for him. It's sad, isn't it? It's very sad. Turn quickly to Luke chapter 12. He emphasized this. I want to share this with you. Lucas chapter 12, verse 51. This is how Luke has conveyed this. He says, Lucas 12, 51, suppose, or you think, suppose you, that I am come to give shalom on the earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. When we can understand that, we can understand the beauty and the excellence of Yahweh. He said, but rather, HaMashiach said, I am come to bring division. And when there's a division, there's a divide. A division gives you a demarcation, or you will know which way or what is over there and what's over here. It's not that the way it is on a highway when you drive. You know there's a demarcation there, isn't it? There's a division there. Traffic traveling north or south, east or west, these lanes are always the right lane. I don't care which way you go, it's always the right lane. So I came to make a demarcation, to make a division, that you will know who's on Yahweh's side and who's on the Most High side. He says, I don't think that I came to make shalom, and we're trying to create some kind of sensual peace, but it's not the shalom of Yahweh. The shalom of Yahweh is based upon the power of Torah to govern us. We must be governed by His words. Every government has some form of constitution or mandate, and it's all described in words. That's why he had to hear what the Abba says. Verse 52, he said, for from henceforth, there should be five in one house divided. Three against two and two against three. The Avat shall be divided against the son, and the son against the Avat, and the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now, did HaMashiach say this? Yes. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's some of your logic. No, it's what Scripture says. That's what he come to do. I am come to do these things. And what this thing, this beastly religious practice called Christendom is trying to alter, and everything we've been taught, I as a person, that's why Yahweh must cleanse us. He must do His work expediently. He put something rich in Israel, and He brought them out. And they lost it in the span of a few months and years. He put something in us, and we lose it. Because it's not very valuable. You think if a man buys a Rembrandt or a Picasso, you think he hangs it in a building like this and just leave it? You think that's how they do it? Huh? It's such precious value that most of the times what you see in their homes are basically prints. And they will have the Rembrandt in a vault, or the Picasso in a vault. Climate control, temperature perfect, that nothing is altered. And we'll stay that way for 1,000 years. That's what they do. And that's what the word of Yahweh is. It should be in the vault of our life. And that vault should be the same. That's why temperance is a very valuable thing. We should not be vacillating, swayed this way and that way, emotional way and flesh way, hatred way. We should not. This word will become a great resource to us, a great value, a strength, because it establishes the purpose of our lives. It shapes it. It forms it. I am come. That who? Yisrael may have life. And he said, I want to tell you something, I guess, that you may have life more abundantly. Will you tell me that the Torah gives us life? No, what the Torah does, it brings us to the perfect life. That's what it does. It teaches us the discipline. It causes our hearts to love Yahweh. Because we believe it's him and we see what he's done. The life doesn't come by the Torah. Yahweh is the life giver. We know that the life giver in the Torah, that only he that gives us that discipline, he is the one that is able to give us life. And that's what HaMashiach is. He's the life, brothers and sisters. He is the life of Torah. Because under the Torah of Moshe, are the 2 or 3 witnesses. A man dies. HaMashiach says, I come to give you life. I am come. All these I am come. He came to do them. He came to set at variance. He came to bring divisions. And what does Christendom teach us? It's trying to remedy all of these things, isn't it not? It's trying to satisfy every kind of ill. Yahweh is not operating that way. And that's why many times the people of Yahweh, they're very disillusional. They're very emotional. They're swayed by the emotion. They don't have the strength. There's no character building. They don't have the character of Yahweh. And that's why we're weak. We're sickly. We're dead. We don't have the emunah to pray. We don't have the emunah of prayer. We can't lay hands on one another. We're afraid to do that because we're sickly. And many are sickly, they're dead, we have no living power of his emunah, his faith. We might as well say, help me, Yahweh. We don't have that today. And that was a precious brother. He sent me an email today. I've talked with him before, Brother Landis Landon. He asked me a question. He asked me to call him. He left a toll-free number. And I called the precious young man. And after I talk with him, he says to me, Pastor Roberts, I have this burning purpose and this desire, in essence what he said, paraphrasing it. I want to do what Yahweh says. He says, there's even a sickening feeling, even with what things I see and I hear, and what things that I've been brought up under, as I listen to the messages that Yahweh has put in your vessel to speak to Yisrael. And that's what it's for. He said, brings about a tremendous strength and the burning hope of his promise and the inward part. I want to hear. As I say to us, I pray that Yahweh sends a mighty prophet. Don't have to see no miracles. All I want to see is the fire of his truth coming out of the man's mouth. That's all I want. Just that. The spoken word. To cause my entire being to be set ablaze. I want to hear it that way. That's what I want. That's what I want. And that is the only thing that Yahweh can send his people to purge us of the vileness of our nature, the hatred of his truth, the despising, the combative spirit against what he speaks to us. It's going to take someone with an auger of fire that burns down in their bellies. They will not be intimidated by the presence of men or those that think that they can impose their own agenda. That's the way it's going to have to be. This is a generation that despises Yahweh. Oh, we speak with our mouths that we love him. Deacon Benny reminded us of that. But our love is far from him.
We have the mind of HaMashiach. What he spoke and the words will cause us to be set ablaze and a fire, and there will be an excitement. This is what I am come to do. I thought I am come to give me a Cadillac, to give me all of the desires of my heart. No, he said, delight yourself in the Abba, in his word, his truth. And what he gives you a pure desire. That desire that we have or the world has imposed upon us is a desire that seeks a covetous appetite. It is full of covetousness. It's greed. It's lust. How can you say we delight ourselves in Yahweh when we are covetous and greedy and we're never satisfied? That can't be. It is not of Yahweh. That spirit and that force is wrong. So I am come to give you life. I am come to give you abundance of life. I am come a light into the world. I am come to do the will of my Abba. I am come in my Abba's name. And I have come to set division and vary. I am come to do that. Because that's what he sent me for.